I'm Caitlin Ammon, Marketing and Communications Program Officer of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today's show. And with me is David Simmons, the conductor for Encore Chorale of Wilmington and the Director of Music at Trinity Episcopal Church here in Wilmington. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts, and thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Caitlin. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, Encore Chorale of Wilmington is a new chorus program for adults ages 55 and older here in and around Wilmington, and it's part of Encore for Creativity, the nation's largest choral organization for adults over the age of 55. David, could you tell us about Encore for Creativity and its newest community chorus here?
Certainly. Well, Caitlin, Encore Creativity for Older Adults is now celebrating its 15th season. It was founded by a woman by the name of Jean Kelly, who is a singer, a voice teacher, a conductor from Annapolis, Maryland. She founded it 15 years ago because she realized that although there are a lot of choruses that cater to young people and children, and even adult chorus for people from their 20s to their 80s, there wasn't a choral organization that focused on the needs of the voice of the older singer, particularly 55 and older. So she founded Encore with one chorus, and it has exploded over the last 15 years. Most of the choruses right now are in Virginia, Maryland, Metropolitan Washington, and Baltimore, with also another one in New York City, and then some satellite choruses across the country, Ohio, California, Pennsylvania, and so forth. This will be the very first chorus in the state of Delaware. So we're really thrilled that it's going to be here in Wilmington. When she founded the chorus, she really wanted to give singers ages 55 and older the opportunity to rehearse and perform with a professional conductor and sing high-quality choral music, which really focuses on artistic excellence. Mm-hmm. Having fun is the name of the game, but also having fun and providing artistic excellence for those singers and teaching them the foundations and the fundamentals of good, healthy singing. There's good, healthy singing just in general for any age singer. Knowing those, what are those foundational techniques that allow you to produce a healthy, vibrant sound? But the older singer has some particular needs, and she wanted to address those. So it is an opportunity for people who we have several different types of singers, but two in particular. One is a singer who's been singing their entire life through high school, college, and probably community choruses through their adulthood. And they want to keep on singing, but sometimes some choruses, there are no auditions to get into Encore Creativity Chorale. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're no longer able to sing in some audition choruses. And so this allows them to keep singing. They might not have the range they had before, the exact tonal quality, but they still get to enjoy the benefits of choral singing. We also have another type of singer, a singer who has never sung in a chorus before. They never didn't have the opportunity in high school, and maybe they were too busy raising children or with their career to do it as a young adult. So we have people who come to us and say, I would love to just try this in my retirement. So we allow people coming from both ends of the spectrum to participate in Encore. And we really try to give them, through their experience, Caitlin, a real wide variety of music, choral music to experience. So when you sing with Encore, by the way, we're starting what we call an Encore Chorale, which tends to sing more of the traditional choral music. We also have what we call Encore Rocks, which sings rock and roll and more pops music. Mm-hmm. We're not starting that in Wilmington yet, maybe next season or a little bit down the road. But our chorale sings a mix of music from American songbook to Broadway to classical choral music, classical contemporary choral music, a little bit of jazz, maybe some light operetta. We even commission new works, particularly for our chorus, that meet the vocal needs of our older singers. So, you know, if you come to a Encore rehearsal and an Encore performance, you are going to hear a wide variety of music. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, what we want to make sure is that all our singers have fun and that it's accessible and that they have the chance not only to create great music, but to meet other people in their demographic who enjoy making great music. And we've learned through not just anecdotal evidence, but also through scientific studies, the physical, mental, and emotional benefits of singing. I mean, they are tangible. And there are lots of scientific studies and surveys that show how people's lives are improved when they're involved, not just in singing by themselves, but particularly singing in a group with other people.
That was one of the things I was going to ask about, you know, the importance of a program like Encore for Creativity. Can you speak to what participation in the Encore courses and the chorales mean to the participants?
Well, I can tell you that we have a lot of folks who, and even through the pandemic, I should say, by the way, there's this particular chorus is going to be meeting in person at Trinity Episcopal Thursday mornings from 10 to 11:30 starting January 13th. But we also have an online component. So if you have a doctor appointment that day or you're not feeling well, that you can join online rehearsals, which of course during the first months of the pandemic was all that was available. We weren't meeting in person. But now we're back in person, but we have the option to both be in person and rehearse online. But I can tell you that for a lot of people in Encore, this is one of the social highlights of the week because they get to interact directly with people who have some of the same interests. And we know that we've had people who have felt maybe a little bit of loneliness or depression, or just melancholy, and that joining Encore has been one of the big turnarounds in their life, not just musically. Not only do they become better singers and that they learn new music, but that has actually changed their whole outlook on life, which is really amazing. I mean, the benefits and the power of choral singing are incredible. And we've had, you know, so many singers who've come to us and said, you know, this has made such a difference in the rest of my life. It's not just the hour and a half that I'm in rehearsal, but what it does to my spirit and to my whole being because of my participation in this program. And there's also physical benefits. We've had folks who've had respiratory issues and other issues that because when you're focusing on healthy singing, you're focusing on really deep breathing and really filling those lungs. The kind of breathing when you're sitting and watching television, you don't do. Mm-hmm. And when you're focusing on really filling those lungs and getting that kind of oxygen to the body, it really has a physical, tangible benefit to you. It's not just the emotional and the spiritual. It is actually a physical thing and gets people moving. So that has, you know, there's both the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the psychological benefits to singing.
I mean, that's really great to hear, and that's good too for the participants, and that you guys were able to continue offering, you know, these services to everyone during the COVID pandemic so that everyone could still benefit from the program. What I want to do is take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. And that today I'm talking with David Simmons, the conductor for the new Encore Chorale of Wilmington and also the director of music at Wilmington's Trinity Episcopal Church. And getting back to your upcoming winter spring 22 semester, can you tell us a little bit about that? When's it starting? What does it entail?
Sure. Our very first rehearsal will be on Thursday, January 13th. Mm-hmm. Rehearsals are in the morning from 10 to 11:30 a.m., an hour and a half each week. Trinity Episcopal Church is located literally a stone's throw from 95. We are right off exit 7A and 7B. There is a parking lot right aside of the church, so it's easy parking, easy to get to. The rehearsals take place in the sanctuary, which is a beautiful, beautiful space with great acoustics, and we also have the luxury of having a 9-foot concert Steinway for all rehearsals and performances. We're very, very, very lucky. Because we're still in COVID, vaccinations are required to be in the rehearsal, and all singers, conductors, accompanists keep their masks on during the rehearsal. And because we are in a very large sanctuary, we can also space out so people aren't right next to each other. The semester lasts for 15 weeks. So we have 15 one-half-hour rehearsals, and every semester culminates in a public performance. This particular performance is going to take place. It's already scheduled. It's Wednesday, May 11th. And this particular semester, we are celebrating not only 15 years, but the retirement of our founder, Gene Kelly, is going to be stepped aside actually just a few months ago as the artistic director. She's still conducting, but we're going to be celebrating her incredible legacy of bringing choral music to older folks over the age of 55. So we're going to be doing a wide mix of music for that particular May performance. I should also say anyone who joins, not only do they get to come to the hour and a half rehearsal each week, mm-hmm. they can join any of the online rehearsals if they had a conflict or just not feeling well that week, or if they just want to bone up, they want to have an extra rehearsal, they can actually do the online and the in-person each week. We also provide them, and this is something really useful that you don't get in most courses, we provide them with what we call tracks, and they can either have the tracks sent on CD and they can still play them the old fashioned way on a CD, or they can get tracks they can download to any of their devices. And we give them different tracks. We give them one track, for instance, we call a balance track. And on that track, they will hear, for instance, we do mostly four-part music, SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And they can hear the accompaniment and all four voices in a balanced fashion, the way you would hear it, hopefully, in the final performance. They also get what we call a part predominant track. So let's say you're an alto. In that particular track, they'll hear the alto part much, much louder than everything else. The accompaniment and all the other voices will be much softer, but their alto part will really stick out. Same thing for the tenor, basses, et cetera. And those tracks are really helpful for our singers to be able to rehearse at home. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the time we get too close to the performance, they're able to sing, keep their part going with the balance track, and they don't have to hear that alto or that tenor bass right in their ear. But we provide them with all types of rehearsal aids to make their experience a good one and a successful one. I want to use the three C's that Gene Kelly often talked about. Over those 15 weeks, we first of all try to make our singers feel confident in the music. Comfortable first. Sometimes music can be scary to some people. And so particularly people who are not used to reading notated music. So first we want them to be comfortable with it. After a few weeks go by and they become comfortable, then we want them to feel confident. Yeah, I can do this. I've got this. And then finally, the last 2-3 weeks, we want them to get, you know, off the music, out of the page, and be courageous. So first they're comfortable, then they're confident, and finally they're courageous. They're looking out, they're watching the conductor, they're making a connection with the people in the audience. So it's a very holistic experience. We want them to embody the music, to feel good about the music, and to feel good about themselves on stage. Mm-hmm. That's a really, so many people over the years, you know, whether it was in elementary school or middle school or high school, they've had, you know, experiences where they didn't feel like they really knew the music. There's nothing worse than being on stage and not knowing that music, you know, down in your soul. And we really make sure that all the singers, when they get on stage, they are prepared, because that's the way you have fun. When you know the music, then you can really have fun with it. So that's really important to us. And by the way, I should mention, for those of people who do join Encore Chorale of Wilmington or any of our chorales, by the way, we have now 15 chorales and 6 rocks groups with about 1,500 singers nationwide during this program. But they also have the option to also join Encore University, which is something that allows them to also take music theory, sight reading, music appreciation, music history courses, which help to give them an extra leg up when it comes to rehearsals. It gives them an even more well-rounded experience than just the actual rehearsals themselves. So when you join Encore, it's sort of opening up a whole world of options for you as a, not just a singer, but as a performer and as a lover of the arts in general.
And I think, say, if anybody gets to watch any performances on YouTube or Encore's Facebook channel, you can see how much fun everybody's having on stage. It's really great to see. So for people who might be interested in saying, oh my goodness, this sounds wonderful, where can they go to register, and is there a registration fee?
Yes, there is. Is it right? Well, first of all, to get more information and to register for the winter spring semester, you go to EncoreCreativity.org. That's one word, no space between Encore Creativity, Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E, EncoreCreativity.org. And as soon as you go to the homepage, you'll see right at the top a big green box that says register here. Just click and you can register. It gives you all the options. It is $190 for the entire semester. That covers 15 weeks of rehearsals, covers your participation in the concert, all the materials you get, of course, the hard copy music, you get the tracks, the downloadable, the CD, and so forth. And by the way, I should just mention, we do use about 8 to 10 different pieces, 3-minute pieces, on the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Doing quite a bit of music in just a 15-week semester.
Yes, yeah.
And then, of course, if they want to join Encore University, that's also available. But we try to make sure that we keep the tuition, the semester tuition, very, very reasonable and affordable. And for those people who do have financial hardships, they can contact the office, and there are some scholarships available. They can just work through the office. But if there's a great deal of information on the website, both about the history and the offerings of Encore. But if there are any questions that anyone has, they can either email the office or call. There's always someone there to pick up the phone. They can just call. And the people in the office are wonderful and would be more than willing to sit and chat with any of your listeners who want to find out more about Encore and how to register and what we offer in all of our programming.
So before we end real quick, I would just like to say, like, ask, what would you say to someone who might be interested but still might be a little hesitant about joining? You know, might still be sitting there going, I have no music experience. You know, I don't know if it's for me.
You do not need to have any musical experience. You do not need to read music. We have people who are on all ends of the spectrum. People who can read the dots off of walls, play several instruments. People who read no music whatsoever. And what's amazing and beautiful is how they all work together to create that final product. So don't let that scare you. We have people who have joined, literally started singing in their late 70s or 80s. It's their first time for them. It is never too late to start singing. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to become involved in an arts endeavor, in this case, choral singing. Try it. I guarantee you will be embraced fully and warmly, and you will love it. It will be a highlight of your week. I will be conducting the Wilmington Chorus, and I would love to see you there. We've already had people registering who are excited about it, especially the fact there are no auditions. You know, there are no auditions. Everyone is welcome. So I'd encourage. And by the way, for those people, you know, because of where we're located in Delaware, we're also very close to the Pennsylvania border. We're not far from New Jersey, even Maryland. So we're really like we're close to people who live in 4 different states. So even though it's called the Encore Chorale of Wilmington, you don't have to live in Wilmington or even Delaware. You know, if you can get to Trinity Episcopal in Wilmington, we would love to have you join us.
That's amazing to hear. So first I want to say thanks so much for joining us today on Delaware State of the Arts, because we want to end. We have a little treat to play us out today. David provided us with some audio from the December 2019 Encore Choral Performance that took place in the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts Concert Hall in Washington, D.C. This was right before COVID struck, so it's one of the last performances they got to do live before moving virtual. And hopefully it gives you all a taste of the incredible performances that you could be a part of if you join Encore Chorale of Wilmington, or, you know, you go and listen to the free concerts that are going to be offered at the end of every semester. So I want to say thanks again, David. And for our listeners, enjoy Encore singers performing Let It Snow.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Let it snow, 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 let it And across the board, walk up, 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 wal